Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We got a bunch of odds and ends stories for you guys as you're making your way through this crappy commute this morning. I did a couple of mine, and Katie absolutely hated them. She was really pissed off. She hates all my stories today.
I'm sorry.
So I was like, okay, well, big talker, show off.
Yeah.
What do you got? Okay. What do you got rolling over there?
Well, you've heard the term golden retriever boyfriend, right?
Yes.
He's a good boy.
Yes, exactly. And that is it, is the, you know, a guy who lives to love you. That is essentially what it is. And I guess a good celebrity example would be Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, right? People say all the time that he's like her golden retriever. Boyfriend,
yeah. Good boy.
Because he lives to love her, and I love that. So,
can you also see him coming home from a foosball game, and her like scratching him behind his ear, right where his beard meets his ear? There,
who's a good boy? Down to his big football.
Two touchdowns.
Did you make a big point? Who's a good boy?
Who's got a podcast?
Yes, who's got a podcast? Oh, I love you.
Oh, I know. So that gives you a good example of what a golden retriever boyfriend is. Now, let's talk about the black cat girlfriend.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah,
so
have
this
you heard
is
this?
A.
No, I have not. Is she just emo?
This has got to be a girl that's like bad luck.
No.
Like bad vibes.
No. So
are they bringing goth back?
It's not bad. That's the thing. Oh. I think the term black cat makes you automatically think bad luck.
Well,
what
happens when the black
stuff.
Cat crosses your path? Is that.
Well, that's, yes, the black cat, but the black cat girlfriend is just highly selective about where they invest their social energy. They value their alone time, tends to be more introverted, and has a slightly aloof yet intimidating quality about them that draws people in, right? But it's not just standoffish, because there's more to the black cat girlfriend than her withdrawn, slightly witchy exterior. So if within that, you've got some person who's completely loyal, right? Fiercely loyal and affectionate with the person that they trust. So that's what they're comparing it to, is the black cat girlfriend is somebody who doesn't give love to just anybody, but if she does love you, she loves you fiercely.
I don't know if I like this.
And loyally. Why not?
Now it's my turn not to like your stories.
Okay, so why don't you like
it? Because
I
looked it up and it said, black cat. What's a black cat in reference to? They link cats to witches, evil, and the devil. Bad luck. Association with death. And they lick their butt.
Okay.
Is basically what I'm
saying. Again, the black cat. But did you search black cat girlfriend? Because it is just the term so that you can have kind of an idea of what they're talking about. But what
but
they really want to
work.
They want to focus is the partners that value space and subtle affection. So if you give her time, but you notice those small, meaningful gestures that helps deepen the trust, and then she feels closer to you. But that is so like a cat.
She also poops in a box and covers it up.
Well, no, but the cat part is so
on point. It should just be cat girlfriend then.
No, well, I don't know. I get it, but it's more just like the black cat because the mysteriousness
of it. The mystery,
yeah. Right? Like, that's the biggest part. So communicate patiently, notice her actions to understand her love language. So again, you can build that deeper emotional connection.
Okay.
But she isn't just going to, you know, invite.
My love language is a brew.
Yes,
made with I have
right?
Newt. Because I'm a witch.
Brew. But yeah, they say that having a black cat girlfriend can be a really good thing, especially for the golden retriever boyfriend. Because, you know, again, they're yin and yang. They're saying opposites attract in this scenario.
Okay.
And so, like, the fit is kind of perfect.
Him's
and
a good boy. Him's loves cats.
Again, the term is a little flashy, right? Like, it's just a little trendy, buzzworthy. But I do think the intent lands quite well with this one. And I like the black cat girlfriend matched up with the golden retriever boyfriend. However, I wouldn't say Taylor's a black cat girlfriend. You know?
I bet she's obsessed.
Yeah.
She's like texting Travi all day long.
She seems like she's just as obsessed with him as he is with her. So I don't know if that's
They match each other's energy, though. I like that.
Two golden retrievers is what we've got there, then.
Yeah. I'm looking for just a hippo girl.
A hippo girl? What is that?
Just laser. Oh, wait, I got one.
Laser and tells you you're pretty?
Yeah, just laser. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
It's all of them. What do you
That's
mean?
That's not very nice.
Just laser. Just going through the motions.
I think I would like a golden retriever boyfriend.
You would like any boyfriend.
Okay.
Oh. But
what else you got?
No,
what other stories you have?
No, I wouldn't like just any boyfriend.
Come on, the show is
That's
yours.
That's why I've been single for over five years.
Is picky.
Because I'm
you are picky.
Picky.
Which is
That's
good.
It. I'm also picky in what I eat. And so a croissant in a waffle maker. Well, that caught my attention, right? I know. I like to switch gears here to talk about food because it's called a croffle. I didn't know that. Did you know it's called a croffle?
No, I've actually never heard of this. I'm not a huge croissant fan.
Yeah.
They're a little too flaky for me.
Okay, so they say that even if you use just a store-bought already cooked croissants, but you can use the raw croissant dough also, and you just put it in a waffle maker, and it makes a completely different breakfast thing for you, whether, you know, compared to regular waffles, and I just love this.
Okay.
So I came across
that as well.
What
would you pair that with, though?
What do you mean?
Do you still do that? Like, can you make it into
your black cat girlfriend? Cats love croissant.
Butter and syrup. You could do fresh whipped cream with some fruit on it.
I'd roll some turkey sausage
there's,
in it.
You could do savory. Like, there's a lot of ways that you could go with the croffle.
Cool.
I like it. Or you could coat the dough with sugar before pressing, and then it gets caramelized.
Okay.
There's all sorts of things you can shove in a waffle maker and slam it down. I'm a fan of the tots. Have you seen the people who thaw out the tots?
Yeah.
And they put the tots on there and then...
Any kind
crispy,
of potato, mashed potatoes, waffle fries, like any of them will get the job done. I even, like, if you take any kind of sandwich and put it in a waffle maker, it also just, and it's all the little grooves, all the crispy little grooves.
Groovy, baby.
That's what gets me.
All right, what
else you
got?
Do you want one more food thing?
Sure.
Do you know the Mississippi mud roast that we talk about all the time? Because it's, like, the best thing to put in a crock pot.
It's the one with the pepperoncinis.
Exactly. So you put, like, a 3 to 4 pound beef roast in your crock pot. You take a stick of butter. Mm. You take a packet of the au jus and a packet of the Hidden Valley Ranch seasoning.
Oh.
You put that in there, and then yes, the pepperoncini peppers. So whether you want the whole ones, I like the sliced ones. I don't like the whole ones in there.
It's too much pepperoncini.
It's a little too bursty for me, right? Like that burst is too much.
No one likes a burst.
Anyway, like the difference with this recipe though is it's those same flavors, but you use ground beef and you pair it with pasta. What?
Okay.
So you make it on the stove and you have a nice pasta like Mississippi mud roast dish. And again, something I saw on the internet yesterday and I was like, well, we need to talk about this because the Mississippi mud roast, you use that for sandwiches, right? Jeremy, is that what you use yours for?
I don't put them on a croissant.
You
I'll tell you that much.
You don't put them on a croissant. Yeah.
No, I just throw it in a bowl. And
you do.
Yeah, I don't use it as a sandwich.
You don't use it as a sandwich?
I don't think so.
You just eat the meat? Just
I had
regular?
No idea I was supposed to use it as a sandwich.
Yeah, I use it as a sandwich with a nice crusty bread and horseradish
I've
cheddar.
I eat it from a spoon, yeah.
It is so good. So anyway, this way, again, using the ground beef, and then you toss it with noodles, and you have a nice savory noodle dish. You're welcome. See, these are great stories. This
Katie,
is going to help
good job covering
people.
This today.
It's going to help people
well done.
Today.
Thank
we
you.
We are here to help.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
It's very nice of you.
No lies in these stories.